Pleased to be joined on the line right now by Spirit River Alberta's Dale Ross, who was recently named to the summer camp roster for the Canadian Women's National Under-18 teams. And I guess, first of all, Dale, how pleased are you with being named to the camp roster for this year?
I'm pretty pleased. I was kind of a little bit shocked, but pretty excited that they invited me. It's pretty unbelievable. When I got the email, I'm like, this can't be right. Like, I didn't believe it at first, but it's like a dream come true, I guess.
Now, usually with these summer camps, Hockey Canada has, you know, to get all the players together, but of course with how things are in the world right now, they have to have these virtual camps. Have you got any sort of indication about how these camps is going to work this summer?
I'm not quite sure. They've been giving us Zoom meetings every week, so we do. They'll tell us about nutrition, just tools to put in our toolbox for when their event comes. And we're not sure if it's going to be online or if it's going to be just 20 people and another 20 people the next week. We just don't know yet.
Sounds like they still got some stuff to sort out there. But, of course, the under-18 event at the World Women's has not been an IHF event for very long. I believe the first one was 2008 in Calgary. But at that tournament, some of the big scorers on Team Canada that year were Marie-Philippe Poulin, Natalie Spooner, Brianne Jenner, who are all now regulars on the national team. How big is it for you to be the sort of kind of following the footsteps of some other big-name women's players out there right now?
I think it's pretty big. Like, it's kind of unbelievable how far the women's game has come so far since a couple of years before. Like, we're starting to get, like, a women's national league back, and a lot of people are supporting women's hockey. And I just think promoting women's hockey just for me and, like, showing that just in a small town how far you can go, it's amazing what girls can do. Even, like, doesn't matter where they're from, just as long as you work hard and how far you can go. Just through hockey and working hard, you know.
And of course, the club team you play for is the St. Albert Slash, the Midget AAA program of the Alberta Female Hockey League. You've been there for a couple of seasons now. What has that program been like for you?
It's really good, actually. Our coach is amazing. The team's amazing. And even just going to the SO Cup was unbelievable. It's an amazing experience. And just being able to play at that level of hockey is just good for development, and even just the people you meet through this program is amazing.
And of course, like a lot of other hockey leagues out there, things kind of had to end somewhat abruptly during the springtime because of things happening out there. And in the off season has also been probably a little different for most players out there. What's kind of been the sort of off season routines? What have you been sort of been doing over the summer to kind of keep yourself busy?
Well, usually I try and work out every day, and or maybe twice a day, and then work a little bit, and usually I'll go hang out with friends just to not go insane and maybe go for a round of golf, and that's about it.
And of course, you got that camp coming up this summer, and what are some other goals that you have in mind for going into next season here?
Probably just to be just more of a leader, and just instead of worrying about everything about COVID and what the season's going to look like, just worrying about doing my best for my team and doing my best in my last year, because I know this is my last year of midget hockey. So just trying to not worry about all this COVID and what is happening in the world, and just try and focus on the positive.
Yes, focus on the positive is a mantra I like to keep myself to, and we wish you the best of luck on that. Dale, thanks for joining us here today.